A 30-year-old man from Chapman Lane, St. Michael, has been identified as Barbados' latest homicide victim, killed in front of his own home. A Sanitation Service Authority worker may lose the use of his right hand following an attempted robbery last month. The United Kingdom deploys millions of dollars in aid and evacuation support after Hurricane Melissa, and broadcasting giant Doug Hoyt laid to rest. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The Barbados Police Service has identified the man shot and killed at Chapman Lane, St. Michael last night as 30-year-old Kadeem Jelani Maycock of 3rd Avenue, Chapman Lane, St. Michael. Investigators say around 7:45 last night, Maycock was sitting among a group of men when a masked gunman walked up and opened fire, hitting him several times. Paramedics confirmed there were no signs of life, and a medical doctor later pronounced him dead at the scene. He is homicide victim number 40 for the year. The usual morning routine of walking along the Mighty Grinder Highway became fatal this morning for one man when he collapsed and died on the sidewalk in the area of the service station. Police confirmed there was no foul play involved, and relatives on the scene said the man had likely suffered a heart attack. Great niece of the deceased spoke to the media on the scene.
My name is Shadris Marshall, great niece of the deceased. Audrey Marshall, we believe that it would have been like a heart attack he was having while taking his usual morning walk. Police would have came to our house. Apparently a lady passing by, I noticed him and knew him. She said from school, and she brought the police to our house. My mom came down to identify the body. My uncle, kept to himself. Basically kept himself. He was a man of many friends, and he wasn't the type going to go out, do anything like that. He just kept to himself, basically, family, and that's it.
Shadris Marshall, great niece of the man who collapsed and died earlier on the Mighty Grinder Highway. Disappointed and hurt, that is how Barry Boyce, a Sanitation Service Authority worker for the last 20 plus years, feels about his current situation. Boyce was attacked while working at Delamere Land on September the 7th and has now lost the use of his right hand and is in urgent need of surgery to the tune of $20,000. Starcom Network's Philippe Amy has that story.
While the technicalities of insurance and the necessary support goes through its lengthy process, there's a timeline for surgery, and his colleagues have stepped up to raise much-needed funds for his recovery. Speaking to Starcom Network News from his St. Lucie residence yesterday, Boyce recalled the incident.
It was like September the 7th. I was on the job at St. Michael's working. I was there from the Saturday, working. So we debushed the canal. And so after debushing, we went back the Sunday to remove the bush. So when we finished work, we had some guys coming from the back track. I don't know where it lead from, but they're coming from down through there. When they see me now, they approach me, turning around. When they turn around, I see they had on masks. So they walk straight through my tools, get my sword, approach me and tell me take off my jewelry, like take off them. So I look at them and run off. But the guy now lashed me with his sword. So as he lashed me with his sword, I did like hurt. So I run in a lady house and get some help.
The nerves in Boyce's right hand have been severely damaged. And while the injury occurred on his upper arm, his wrist is now bent, fingers closed, and feeling in the hand overall disappearing slowly. Philippe Amy reporting for Starcom Network News.
The United Kingdom has announced US $3.36 million in emergency humanitarian funding to support the Caribbean's recovery from Hurricane Melissa, with Jamaica receiving much of the assistance. Emergency supplies, including shelter kits, water filters, and blankets, have been pre-positioned in Antigua for rapid deployment, while British humanitarian and technical teams are being sent to the region to help coordinate the relief. The UK is also preparing charter flights to help British nationals stranded in Jamaica return home following major disruptions to commercial travel. Meanwhile, Britain's Ministry of Defence has dispatched a support team to the Turks and Caicos Islands, and a Royal Navy ship remains on standby to assist regional disaster efforts. This is the Lunchtime Edition. The International Organization for Migration today presented the Migration Governance Indicator and the Border Migration Management Assessment Reports to Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, during a press conference at the Ministry's conference room in Wildey. In his remarks, Minister Abrams said Barbados's migration approach continues to prioritize individuals of Barbadian lineage, but expressed satisfaction with free movement's progress to date and optimism about its potential to contribute to national and regional development.
Our principal source that we wish to draw from is persons with Barbadian linkages. So we first want to look at persons whose parents, grandparents, great-grandparents were Barbadians and invite those persons home. We want to invite Barbadians to come by and develop the species of the rock. Our next draw is from people with a similar background to us, persons who share a relatively common heritage, persons who share a relatively common cultural experience. So our next source is within the Caribbean. So that is why we've gone to the full free movement. A lot of Barbadians were afraid that when we did the full free movement, Barbados would be overrun by persons coming into Barbados. That has not been the case, as I understand it, from the Immigration Department. And some people have then heralded that as a failure. It's not a failure. It's a managed process, right? So I'm satisfied for now with what full free movement has yielded for Barbados and the potential for further development.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Government is again urging that small island developing states receive special consideration in all global climate declarations. Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Green and Blue Economy, Adrian Ford, says the devastation caused by Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica highlights the urgent need for recognition of the region's vulnerability to climate change.
Because of the acute devastations due to what we call a bipolar climate crisis in Jamaica, prior to the devastation that we are witnessing, they had temperatures of 31 degrees Celsius earlier in the month, the devastation of a hurricane that has not only caused the loss of infrastructure, but sadly, the loss of lives. This is a stark reminder that leaders and policymakers must move unequivocally to ensure that we are not only recognized, but that our special circumstances require the international community to respond.
Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Green and Blue Economy, Adrian Ford. Broadcasting giant Doug Hoyt has been laid to rest. In a moving funeral service at the St. George Parish Church this morning, several colleagues, friends and family gathered to honor one of Barbados' most loved and respected media personalities. One of his sons, Damon Hoyt, delivered a fitting tribute recalling his early childhood, his time spent overseas, his love for entertainment and the media, and the joy the late broadcaster expressed upon his return to Barbados.
Strike up the band. My father has gone home. When names were being shared, my father got plenty. Douglas Leon Mountbatten Hoyt was born in Vigie, St. Lucia, November the 3rd, 1949. His goal in life was to become a preacher or entertainer. He was bitten by the entertainment bug. There was little to no surprise. In 1968, at the age of 19, my father was offered a job as a trainee reporter at the Barbados Radio Fusion Service Limited, the local radio station under then news editor Joe Broom. It was an opportunity just right for my father, and he grabbed it with both hands. He recalled fondly covering the Cave Shepherd and the Fortigate fires, getting there first on both instances and going live on the air.
That's Damon Hoyt, son of the late Doug Hoyt. Our top stories. A 30-year-old man from Chapman Lane, St. Michael, has been identified as Barbados' latest homicide victim. He is Kadeem Maycock, killed in front of his own home. A Sanitation Service Authority worker may lose the use of his right hand following an attempted robbery last month. Barry Boyce is in need of $20,000. The United Kingdom deploys millions in aid and evacuation support after Hurricane Melissa, and broadcasting giant Doug Hoyt laid to rest. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.